time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Thursday, April 7th. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. But I think we're going to have rain today. You know that?
Oh, fun.
Today and tomorrow. Do you like rain?
I like Midwest rain.
Midwest rain.
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Thunderstorms.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, heavy rain and this drizzling bullshit. I hate.
You don't like that.
I hate it. And my dogs hate it. So it sucks all around.
Really? They don't like the rain, huh?
Well, then they can't go outside
and play
at the dog park and, you know.
That's true.
I hate it because if they do go outside and they play in my yard, then they bring it back in. They're all wet. Goes on my couch.
And they stink.
Just a mess. Yeah. And they smell like wet dog. I don't know what's worse.
Yeah.
Kind of smells like you, Sam. I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
I'm kidding.
I've been called a dog sometimes.
From your wife or other women? That's awesome.
Yeah. No, I am a dog in the way that I chase females, but...
At least you admit it.
Bitches, yeah.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Are we bitches?
That's the appropriate. No, but if you're a dog, then you're chasing bitches, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, I don't refer to women as bitches, no. It was just for the joke. So.
You respect them.
I respect women, yeah.
Good.
They give me a lot of pleasure.
I am sure they do, Sam.
Yeah.
You dirty man.
I know. Our headphones are still playing games on us, huh?
What's
happening? I don't know. I'm trying to fix this. But apparently there's like a bad wire here. I don't know how wires go bad, but they do, you know.
Somebody
we'll replace it, but we're good now. Yeah, yeah, somebody did. There's so many people using the studio, you know, that you never know who's going to fuck it up.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
One more time or
bastards.
Another.
Yeah. Bastards. Okay, so yesterday when we were talking about trivia, I figured that we should do a trivia question every day.
Okay.
We should learn something, Sam.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
And since you love trivia, we'd love to humor you a little bit. Yeah.
And anybody listening out there wants to call in if you know the answer before we do.
Oh, I see. We're going to put it out there?
And we'll just put it out. Why not?
Okay. I'll bet you people will call if we give away prizes.
What should we
give
away,
Maybe we'll start.
Sam?
Well, I'll have to think about that one.
A car?
But, yeah, sure.
Are you buying?
A matchbox.
A micro machine.
Yeah.
We'll go to the toy store.
There you go.
That sounds good. I'm okay. Can I win anything?
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay.
A free trip to Hawaii.
Okay. Who's paying?
Okay.
Let's
be honest. First talk into the microphone.
I am!
You're not. Move it towards you a little bit.
Oh, my God. I'm getting yelled at here, guys.
Yeah. There you go. You see?
Yeah.
So,
Okay, so am I doing the first
Yeah, do the first one, but I know you want to be the one thinking about it too, right?
Yes.
But go ahead, ask me, and then I'll think of one in the meantime. I'll have to remember no geographical
You know what? Maybe we should do geography.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm a little bit better at this. Should we do it?
No, I don't want to put you on the spot.
It's okay.
And besides, I might choke on that too, you know. So
You're asking the question, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a movie question.
A movie question?
Yeah, do you think you can do it?
I don't know. It depends how easy it is.
Okay. I feel like if I give you kind of a difficult one, that might be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the headphones just went out again.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't know this, maybe somebody out there will know this.
Okay.
Okay.
I probably don't, but...
You probably don't, Sam, but I have faith in you. Okay. Who won the Best Screenplay Oscar in 1997?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even finish it.
Okay.
For a movie he also starred in and directed.
1997?
1997. I was 17. Just so you know.
Sounds like Sylvester Stallone or something.
Okay.
Or...
What are you thinking of, Rocky?
He's written all his movies.
1980.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood.
Okay, those were two. How many are you guessing? Nobody else is
calling. Oh, that's true.
So
I need
guessing.
To know one,
no,
right?
No, it's okay. You can keep guessing. Nobody's calling
really?
In right now. So you can keep guessing until if somebody calls in. I'll give you...
1997. That's a long time ago, you know?
Do you want
Kevin Costner?
No.
No. Who writes the
okay,
own
do you
movies?
Want me to give you a hint?
Yeah, give okay. me a hint.
He was married for a brief time to uh-huh. Angelina Jolie.
Okay, that was married to her or
yeah,
were they
married
together?
To her. They
so it's not Billy Bob.
Yes, it is.
Thornton, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that was a good clue. I didn't realize they were married.
Yeah. Well, really. You know, they had some fucked up marriage.
Yeah, relationship.
I don't know, wearing blood around their neck or something. Uh-huh. I don't understand any of it, yeah. but whatever.
And her kissing her brother and shit,
oh,
you know?
Oh, God. That's just so disturbing. I mean, they're both good-looking people.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be
I
making
know,
out.
I know, but you don't do shit like
this
that.
This is not
yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
You can't get away with that.
Yeah.
But you know what? It doesn't even say what movie it is, so I have no idea.
Mm.
Should we?
So he wrote and starred in it, huh?
Yeah, what the hell is it?
Maybe Moving Tin or something? Could that
what
be
are
it?
Are you making up here?
No, Moving Tin.
Moving Tin?
Yeah. That was the movie about air traffic controllers, and it was with him.
Moving
and,
Tin, hold on.
Yeah.
Moving Tin. Oh, my God. Do you know something I don't?
I do.
Pushing Tin.
Sorry, I knew it wasn't right. God
damn it. In 1999. Look at you.
Wow.
Okay, he was in that?
Yeah. And
he...
so was John Cusack, I think, right?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
He's in one of my favorite movies. Say anything.
Pushing Tin, yeah.
Moving Tin, Pushing
Tin,
yeah, whatever.
The same,
it's all
thing.
The same.
I knew it wasn't right.
Wait, I want to know, 1997, what the hell did he write?
I don't know. All That's
right.
a good question.
My internet sucks right now. So
really?
It's taking a moment.
Oh, okay.
All right, give me one.
It's one of those days when technology turns
it. Well, because it's raining, so everything shuts down here.
It's not even raining yet, you know?
I know, but it's all cloudy and gross out, and the internet sucks. All right, can I have one? Or are you not giving
me one? You want me to ask you one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go
on. What do you want? Movies? I guess I should ask for something a little later in your life, right? Since you're still a baby.
Oh,
I don't
want to
ask you things from the 70s, you know?
You're so sweet. I wasn't born yet, Sam, so please.
I know.
I do know some things back then.
Yeah?
Some. Mm. Very few, though.
I got to ask an interesting one, though. You know, I don't want to just think of... okay, yeah. Let me ask you this one,
yeah,
if
go.
It comes to music. You know the song Venus?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, you don't know
wait
it.
Wait a second.
Okay,
who?
The
who?
Bananarama one, you know, she's got it.
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
Okay, do you know who originally sang that?
Oh.
It was a Swedish band.
In the 70s?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
in
I'm sorry. 70s, I shouldn't ask you something like that.
Were they popular? Or is this one hit
no,
wonder?
No, the one hit wonder.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Then I'm never gonna.
They're
know.
Called Shocking Blue.
Yeah,
they
we have never gotten that in a million
that.
Years.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. They think it's a Bananarama song, but it's not.
Look
been
at
written
you.
Before
you
that,
like the
yeah.
disco era, though.
I
you do, right?
I
you
like a lot
yesterday.
Of eras. Yeah, I do.
I was not a fan. I'm not a fan of disco.
Not a fan of
no,
disco.
No,
yeah.
I can't get into
Today
it.
Today it's not as, you know, like it used to be. But when it first came on the scene, everybody was excited about it. Everybody wrote disco songs. I mean, Elton John and Paul McCartney and anybody you wouldn't even believe.
Really?
Yeah, they all had disco songs, you know.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at you teaching me
look
stuff.
Look at you. Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you some more music questions.
Do it, since I didn't get that one right.
Okay.
What? I'm still trying to find the Billy Bob Thornton movie. Anybody
so you
out
asked the question,
listening?
But you didn't know what it was.
Well, it does. The stupid trivia sucks. It doesn't even give you any. It just says, you know, what 1997 right. movie did he write and direct? So I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, what? Are you asking me another one?
Okay,
to be
so
fair?
Forget the trivia then. I mean, with
we're
another
not so
earthquake
smart.
In Japan and shit, you know,
oh my God.
We should be talking about that.
I know, right.
Also,
so,
the alleged rape victim from Libya is speaking out. Did you know that?
No.
Have you heard anything about it?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. This woman, like, they captured her on camera last week, and she came out screaming and crying that she'd been raped by Gaddafi's soldiers and shit, you know.
Oh, my God.
And held. So this sort of like captured the world's imagination, you know,
uh-huh.
and
yeah.
and sympathy and stuff. So then she disappeared. Yeah. So now she resurfaced, and now I guess CNN had an interview with her. So I'm eager to listen to this and say.
Are you going to play some of it?
I don't know if I am, you know, because she's probably speaking in Arabic anyway. There's probably translation or something.
You don't understand that?
No, I don't.
You can't translate.
I've been surrounded with it all my childhood, you know, in Israel. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. See, so I shouldn't have asked you trivia about last week either.
Apparently, I don't pay attention to anything, but like stupid TV shows, like America's Next Top Model and American Idol. Okay, Sling Blade.
Yes.
That's it.
Sling Blade?
That's the movie that he wrote.
Really?
Yes.
How would I even know about this?
I don't know.
Never even heard of that movie.
Sam, come on. Yeah. I haven't even seen it either. I shouldn't even say anything.
Right.
But I have heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I don't know, amazing, whatever, but he wrote it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we know.
All right,
there we
now
go.
We know. Now we know.
Moving on.
I wanted to let everybody know that we're going to have Ethan Dettmeyer in the studio in about 15 minutes.
Woo-hoo!
And he's going to promote a couple of things that he does. And he has a lot of followers for his shows.
He's a great guy.
Very, very popular, Ethan is.
Big guy.
Yeah.
He could take you in a second, Sam.
Yeah. He could, huh?
Yeah, maybe we should have a wrestling match in here.
Yeah.
I would like to see
that. Are you kidding? He would sit on me. I would die. You kidding? He's not fat. He's just big.
No, he's huge. What is he, like 6?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him
about
that.
All right, we'll ask him. We'll talk about his weight and his height when he comes in, because that's so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll love that.
But in the meantime, this man was glued to a Walmart toilet seat.
What?
Have you heard that? Someone pulled a prank. Put glue on a toilet seat at Walmart, and this 48-year-old man sat on there and couldn't get up.
Are you serious? For
how
long?
Is that like the worst thing?
That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, he was sitting there for about 15 minutes until people came.
How
yeah, it does sound up? Funny, you know? I mean, shit.
I mean,
you know?
I'd be pissed as hell if that was me, but I'm sorry. That's kind of funny.
It is. I mean, they say they were unable to disconnect the toilet seat from his body. Wow.
So what? So how'd they get it off?
The seat was detached in the hospital.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the man out there that was stuck in the toilet. I'm so sorry if you're listening, but I think that's kind
of
funny.
But it is funny, yeah. I wonder if he's laughing about it.
No. He probably has like half his ass now because they like cut it off. Oh my God, I actually feel really bad for him, but it is kind of funny. That's a good freaking prank.
Yeah.
Are you a prankster? Do you prank
people? No, I don't. I fear the consequences.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Probably true. I don't really, but I love when people get pranked. Like the stupid show, what's the Ashton Kutcher show? Pranked? Is it Pranked?
No, it's Punked.
Punked, whatever.
Right?
Prank, punked, whatever. Punked, good, look at you.
We both are doing very well today.
What is wrong with us this morning? We can't seem to get anything together. Our headphones, I can't talk into the mic.
Half
I can't.
Thoughts.
We're retarded. Yeah. Thanks for bearing with us, guys, out there.
Yeah. Listen, I was teasing a little bit the fact that we started talking about you and women yesterday. And I don't want to let people down, you know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of conversation on this, but I got to tell you that after I read up on you online yesterday, I just couldn't wait for the show today.
Oh, there you go.
Because there's a lot of questions I have for you,
okay,
you know.
Okay, Sam. What
but,
do you have for
But, you know, I mean, the thing is that we'll try to – I want to sort of, like, approach it from the beginning and stuff.
Okay.
So we asked you, you said that you've been with 4 women, right?
Yes.
Okay. During, like, what period of time?
I've met the first girl I was with back in 2009.
Oh, okay. So the past couple
new.
Years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fairly new.
Yeah.
After.
So, but you never been with a woman before, right?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing before.
And you liked guys, you like cock and all this stuff, right?
Love it. Can't get enough. What a whore I am. Yes, love it. I've never thought about it. And then I met this girl actually at the dog park.
Oh, you met at the dog park?
Yeah.
Really?
Random.
Uh-huh.
And I thought she was really hot and totally found myself attracted to her. And I was like...
Really?
Yeah.
And that never happened to you before?
Never happened to me before.
Really?
I have loved men since I was like in preschool.
Yeah.
I chased boys all the time. And my mom was like, you shouldn't chase boys. That's not right. They should come after you.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing. I was like, whatever. They're hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I met her and I was like, wow, she's really hot. And I found myself like attracted to her. And I had just broken up with my boyfriend 2 months prior.
Mm. And that was the abusive one.
Yeah. Yeah. Awful.
No wonder you bounced. You know, you rebounded to a woman.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I'm sure at that time I found a lot of comfort in that.
Yeah.
Like, since it was so abusive, like mentally and physically, it, like, being with a woman was so completely opposite.
Yeah. I mean, I would hate men for a while after something like that, for crying out loud. You know?
Oh, yeah.
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 Wow.
I mean, I still kind of do. I'm kidding. Well, maybe there's some truth in that. Yeah. But, no, I met her 2 months after. And, we just started
sleeping
together.
She was hot. I mean, do you think of other women as hot when you see them, or was that just
you know?
You never look at them that way.
I don't know. I can't. Like, I find women beautiful. Like,
right.
I gotta say, us women, we dress up for other women. When
exactly.
We don't dress up for
no,
men.
No, not for men.
We just do the whole comparing: who's hotter, who's better clothes. You know how it works.
Yeah.
You have a wife. You understand. But no, I never really did, to be honest.
Right.
And then once I met her, I was kind of like, oh. And then I would, you know, if I would go to like gay clubs or something like that with friends or her or whatever, like, yeah, there were other women that were hot, but I guess like I never really looked at women that way.
Mm.
I don't know. I know it's not interesting. I know you want a better story than
No, really. But, I mean, I want the whole shebang here.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I don't know what it was. Like, I just found her really, really, like, she's really pretty, but she's like more tomboy.
Right.
You know, so
right.
I'm the girl.
Yeah.
I want to be
You're the
girl.
You're the lipstick lesbian. Yeah,
exactly.
So she was hot, but she looked tomboyish, right? So she didn't look feminine or anything?
Well, she did in her face. Like,
I
she
see.
Wears makeup and she has longer hair.
I see, okay.
But in her clothes, it was more like tomboy.
I see.
So that was hot to me. Because then
really?
I was still the girl.
Wow.
You know, so not butchy.
Yeah.
I don't like the butch.
No, don't like butch, huh?
Nah.
I don't think many people do.
Well, you'd be surprised, kid.
Really?
You'd be surprised,
wow.
Yeah. But no, not, maybe you and I don't like the butch, but, you know, I'm sure there's people out there.
I'm sure there's something for everyone.
But,
So you guys were talking in the park and stuff, right?
Yeah,
and nothing happened at that time, right? I mean,
what,
it was afterwards?
What, you got it down in the park?
No. But, I mean, like, any discussion about this or any?
No.
Nothing.
Like,
thing,
I knew
right?
she was gay, but we just kind of talked and just got to know each other.
Oh, so she told you she was gay.
Well, I knew. She didn't really have to say it.
Yeah, she
I kind of knew.
Yeah.
And, but it was kind of like this flirtation, but it wasn't, it was nice. Like, you know, when you first meet somebody and, you know, you have this flirtiness and we didn't really talk about it. It was just kind of like, okay, like. I'll see you sometime. We exchanged numbers and whatever, and we hugged goodbye, and that was really hot, and that's when I was like totally turned on, and and that was it. And then,
Like, all this started. Happened like within this time that you were in the park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not like you set out to meet a woman or anything.
No,
you know?
And I'm the type of person that like if I want to do something, I'll do it. If I don't, I don't want to do it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to like. Go with it. You know, I mean, being an actress, it's like, you know, it's going to come out eventually.
Yeah.
But it's, to me, I mean, obviously these people are getting famous by sex tapes, so I figured why the fuck not? No, I'm just kidding. But I just, you know, I was totally like, okay, if this comes out, this comes out.
Right. But you're ahead of yourself now. What I wanted to ask you next is, so you guys met again, right? Did you talk on the phone at all? Or,
oh, yeah. We talked on the phone.
You talked on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
And then you started. So, I mean, at what point did it come out? It's not like you discussed it. It sort of like happened, right?
Right.
I mean,
well, so. Yeah. So, okay. So she invited me over to her house one night after my acting class.
Mm.
And I was like, Sam's getting excited. So she invited me over, and I was like, and I knew something was going to go down.
Really?
Well, I just, so come on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that stupid. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But
maybe she didn't know that you were attracted to her in that way. Did she?
I have, honestly, I've never even asked her that.
Mm.
Maybe. I mean, I guess there's always hope there.
Yeah.
But, I really have no idea, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm sure she had the hots for you, too, as soon as she met you and
well,
everything.
Well, I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, why is she inviting me over? To talk? To have tea?
Maybe.
To talk about our life stories? Great. How boring is that? No, she... So I went over there, and we had wine, and I proceeded to get a little tipsy.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it wasn't like, to be honest, I wasn't nervous. It just, it was what it was. Like, wow. Okay, I'm here, like, whatever, like, let's get to know each other.
Right.
And I got a little...
What were you wearing? I mean, did you, like, prepare for something like this? You probably were, like, planning the whole thing when you were going there.
I love it. It's like, I mean, it's just like anybody. When you meet somebody for the first time, you want to look good.
Yeah.
But I was just wearing jeans and, like, a sweater, but, of course, it was low cut.
Right, you
know? You got to show your boobs a little bit. Just a little bit.
Like, today you have your whole bra out today.
Dude, no, this is a...
Like corset or something?
No. It's just like a tank top, but it looks like lingerie.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't get too
excited. It does look like a bra.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's always trying to put it up. I'm like, dude, it's
yeah,
a tank top.
Yeah, leave it like that.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not fixing it. Thanks, Sam. You're not complaining.
Anytime. You just have to ask.
Good to know. I wore, I had a low-cut shirt, low-cut sweater, and... You know, I look nice. I mean, presentable.
I'm sure.
I want to look sexy, but not like, I'm going out on the town like a dress, like I'm trying so hard.
Yeah.
Plus, you never know if the clothes are going to be off in about 5
That's
seconds.
That's true.
Wow.
So you got a little tipsy, and she probably did too, right?
Yeah, and she likes to tell the story of that. Apparently, I got so hungry because I hadn't eaten, and I was like, she made me chicken fingers, and I was so... This is so, like, not sexy at this point. Sorry, Sam. But we were... Like, she made me chicken fingers, and they were just, like, frozen, shitty... She said that they'd been in, like, the freezer for, like, 5 months.
Oh, God.
And, like, she makes them, and I'm, like, eating them. I'm like, oh, my God, these are the best chicken fingers I've ever had. And it was so, like... I'm sure it was probably so unattractive, but I was so hungry, and I am such a lightweight. Like, I have 2 glasses of anything, I'm done.
Really?
Done.
Wow.
Buzz, like I can't take it.
Really?
So, such a cheap date. I'm easy, Sam, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, at that point, it was pretty easy and stuff. Now, who made the first move? Did you or did she?
No, God, no.
Yeah, it's always them making the first
move. I'm the girl.
Though. You're the girl.
Yeah.
There you go.
She made the first move. And I was just...
So, I guess the roles were decided ahead of time, like unspoken, huh? Like you decided you're the girl, she's the boy.
Right. But I mean, she's still the
coming
girl,
into
but
it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, I want to, I'm old fashioned in that
you
way.
You want to be courted. And,
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I want somebody to take care of me. I want them to make the first move. I'm never going to propose to anybody, any guy, nobody.
Really?
Like, I want to be proposed to. Like, it just, that's just for me. You know?
Yeah. No, but that's cool. I mean, that's part of being a woman, I mean, women like that stuff.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, she made the first move and she kissed me and we started making
out. So she just kissed you out of nowhere?
Well, we were like talking and like close and cuddling after I scarfed on my chicken nuggets. Oh my God. Awesome. That's so hot.
Wow. This is so fucking hot.
With the chicken nuggets.
She reaches over and kisses you.
Yeah, it was pretty hot. Yeah.
And that was the first time you had kissed a woman, right?
That was the first time, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, I'd kissed... Oh, here's Ethan.
Yeah.
What up?
Come on in, Ethan.
I had, like, kissed my friends just on the lips, like, peck, but nothing... Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna shove
like
my tongue down your throat and undress you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we made out for a while, and it was pretty hot, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So we'll continue talking about
that.
At least we teased the people, and
there
now we delivered
go.
A little
You're
bit.
You're welcome.
You know? So remember, everybody, we stopped at the kiss. And
we're
we will
about
continue.
Making love to a woman.
Yeah.
Ethan.
Ethan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Why do you put me in a position with such a hard act to follow?
Good morning.
I mean, who the fuck is going to want to hear anything I have to say at
That's
this
true.
Point?
People are probably
I'm
saying,
so,
what the
I'm
hell
top
is
heavy
this?
With shameless plugs today, and you put me in right after that conversation.
Well,
I've
got
to sub in and try to actually deliver some form of entertainment.
Yeah. Well,
right
you can
that.
Actually entertain, so that's a good thing.
You're
it's
a funny
all
guy.
Calculated.
Oh, I got to...
Yeah.
What do you got there, Ethan? What did you bring
you
in?
You brought us some coffee.
I brought you some of this is actually Combat Radio's own combat blend brought to you by our friends in Seattle, Cafe Mela, CAFFFFE.
He's already plugging
the
shit out of it.
I know, but in 2 seconds.
I was asked what it was.
Yeah.
I was asked what it was.
You were.
And I'm not ashamed to tell you, buy it because it's the best cup of adrenaline you can give yourself.
Yeah.
It kicks ass.
Let me see it.
Here.
Let me see it.
Okay,
right.
What's it called again for people who want to get it?
It's Combat Radio's Combat Blend by Cafe Mela, and that's CAFFEMELA, and they're awesome.
Sounds good.
Ice cream available June 1st.
Yeah.
Wow.
So get ready.
Really?
What more do you need? Yeah.
So you just carry this around?
So you can smell good.
I do carry it around as sort of a visual prop when I've got to get the point across. Otherwise, I forget because I'm so top heavy, loaded up with different facts and stuff.
Wait, he's got a shirt on too to match.
Yeah,
it.
Combat in effect. Yeah. He always wears that T-shirt. That's his thing.
Well, this is actually from our clothing line that we designed with some of my buddies in the UFC and NFL to benefit wounded combat veterans.
Yeah.
You are involved with UFC. I knew it.
No, not so much anymore. I mean, I know the guys, but I don't really follow it. I've become quite a pacifist later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm rarely in any kind of martial arts setting.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about this, like, you know, how big you are and stuff. Have you, like, been in football before, really?
Yeah.
Seriously? Really,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, not as serious as I probably could have been.
Right.
But that's
but
the story of my life.
A serious question, yeah.
Wait, what about wrestling? Nothing?
No. Just mixed martial arts.
How tall are you, Ethan?
6'3".
Wow.
Big guy.
Yeah, you're a big guy, man.
But I try to kind of make myself smaller in a setting. It's actually...
I don't know how you can do that.
I think it's hot. Own it, baby. Own it. Own it. Come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's...
That's you, Ethan.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Now you can get back to your...
Our women talk.
I plugged my coffee. I can leave now.
You can listen to the replay.
We're going to be talking about this for the next like month. Yeah. I know it. Sam's just going to drag it out.
This subject doesn't get old with Sam.
I'm so glad that I could entertain men.
Yeah, definitely.
Just start talking about sex with women.
Yeah.
It's that easy. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
We're all Democrats here, right? Obviously.
I don't know about that. We'll have to see. But, Ethan, so you've got 3 shows with us now, which is amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. What are your shows? Plug
your,
them. Come on.
Your flagship show is Combat Radio.
Right. And today we'll have members of Smashing Pumpkins and Cool Moe Dee on.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Always bringing great guests.
I try
celebrities
to.
And stuff.
I panic. It's whoever I can get on my cell phone. Who's in? You know, who's available?
Yeah.
Can you step outside your office at noon? There's a wealth of pre-production with Combat Radio, as our listeners will tell you. It's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
When is it on? So people can...
At 12, at noon.
Yeah, it's on at noon, but I always encourage people, go to the archives and you can, or iTunes, and you can hear whatever...
Okay.
Episode you want, whatever celebrity you want us to harass,
they're
on there.
Yeah, everything's on there with descriptions and
that. Yeah, so that is the show. That is exactly like you said, that's the flagship show.
Right. And then you started 2 new ones.
I did.
Yeah. Tell us about those.
Well, I don't know if I want to put your audience to sleep per se, but...
Okay, then make it brief.
and there you have it.
Done.
No, actually, the show I do on Friday, I really like. Both shows I like, but there's a particular angle to each one of them. I produce a show for Wednesday for NACA and their CEO, Bruce Marks, which is the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. And the production company I run that's over at Warner Brothers started a documentary with them because they're in contention for the Nobel Prize.
Wow.
They've stopped. They have a huge reputation for stopping foreclosures. They are a nonprofit, and not to bore anyone with it, because sometimes people are out of touch with this, but they've saved hundreds of homes, and they put on these events, like at the sports arena, where that's where I met Mayor Villaraigosa. I don't know if you caught that on Combat Radio.
Yeah, I did.
But we had a chance to talk to him, and you know, they people whose houses are up for auction, they stop the auction immediately, and in some cases even get the house back after it's been auctioned.
Oh, really?
Really heroic. You can see them on C-SPAN, CNN, Fox News all the time. So I did that show to kind of put together some sort of radio arc to sort of support their cause, because right now they're in Philadelphia doing an event to stop foreclosures there, and it's free. It's all nonprofit.
Right.
And it sounds like I'm selling a business, but there is no business aspect to it. Basically, right. They get in there and they do amazing work, and they save people that are in this crisis that are losing their homes. You know, a lot of people in my neighborhood,
right?
You know, are gone. They're sometimes
really?
Gone in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So that's the show I produced with them. And
sounds like fun.
It's actually tragic. You know, I was getting really emotional about it because, you know, you'll know these people and then you'll be like, what happened? Gone.
Wow.
Ghost town.
So this is your thing that you're doing on Sunday, because you're doing something on Sunday with the nonprofit.
No, Sunday.
No, something totally different.
Yeah, he does fundraising all the time.
We do. Well, no, on Sunday we've got a partnership with Universal Studios and the Lovitz Club, where our offices are. FU Warner Brothers, where we're moving. sorry. But we do events with like live acts, usually some Grammy nominated artists or some well-known entertainment. And this Sunday we're doing one on behalf of the Children's Hospital.
Okay.
Last 2 Sundays ago when we kicked it off, we did something for 8-year-old Rosemary Romo, who's an 8-year-old girl with, as I said, she's 8. with a brain tumor.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
So my daughter, actually, 8-year-old Sean, went up and did the presentation from the stage to start the show off.
Oh.
And had a big poster of the girl and took the microphone and did this big thing of, like, this is why it's important to help people. And it is important to help other people, why we're always tied to charities, right?
Right.
So that's Sunday, and that's a combat radio event. And everyone's... Okay. It's actually open to the public. It's at the Lovitz Club and Universal City, and we're going to destroy that place.
Yeah. Yeah. Ethan's parties are always cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope to see you.
Yeah.
Are you inviting us?
We'll probably be there.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Just let me
know.
Yeah,
you're definitely invited. Yeah.
You want to put you on the red carpet in front of the press?
Red carpet
fancy.
And everything. Yeah.
No, we go big.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people like to dress up. I pretty much wear this. I have the same casual uniform.
Combat shirt every day.
You know. But and then Friday I do this other show with Derek Forbes, who's the was the bass player of Simple Minds, David Bowie,
yeah,
Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. He also worked with Peter Gabriel and.
Yeah. I am obsessed.
Yeah, yeah, there you
She's
go.
She's screaming her pants
I,
over
I
us.
Am.
Well, that's my guy right there. So I do a show with him on Fridays.
Oh, my God. He knows Peter.
Oh, yeah. No, he knows him real well. In fact, Peter's slated to be on the show next month.
What? Oh, my God. Can I tell you a story really quick about Peter? Okay, so not that I know
you
him.
You know him?
No. Oh, God,
you know
no.
Of him.
Do you know
so,
him in the biblical sense? I'm not interested in any
episodes. No, I'm telling you a story. So that album, So, came out in 1986, right? I was six. My dad's a huge music guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought me the album, I'm Six. He's like, you got to listen to this. Apparently, like, my dad, my dad's awesome. Anyway, so he plays the album for me, but I remember him playing In Your Eyes. Like, I became obsessed with it. So
did he hold the ghetto blaster up over his head?
Yeah, say anything. Woo! I love that movie. So for 10 years, every single night, that was the only song I could fall asleep to.
Wow,
the only
really?
Song. I became so obsessed with it.
Uh-huh.
And when I was married,
uh-huh.
too bad, my proposal was awesome. Too bad my marriage sucked.
He held the ghetto blaster up on his head.
No, close. Almost. We went to the Peter Gabriel concert at uh-huh. the Staples Center, and it was in the round. It was unbelievable, right? And so he did his whole set. Doesn't play In Your Eyes. I'm freaking out. I'm like,
really?
What the fuck? I'm here. Like, this sucks. Worst concert. He goes off the stage. My husband turns to me and he gives me this whole bullshit. I love you and blah, blah, blah. I want to spend the rest of my life. And he gets down on his knee, and he pulls out the box, and there's the ring, and he's like.
During the concert?
Yeah. And he's like, will you marry me? Whatever. And I'm like crying, whatever. And then he's like, a minute later, I didn't see Peter walk back on the stage at this time. A minute later, he goes, you have to stop crying because this is your song. At that moment, he goes, this song is called In Your Eyes. And he had gotten the set list, so mm-hmm. he knew, because his friend was the videographer for Peter.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. So I'm obsessed with that. That
so that's
song
your
is
song.
Like, that's my song.
Wow.
So if he's on, can I come? Can I come, Ethan?
You know, it's not up to me. It's up to Derek. Derek's in charge.
Okay.
I just...
Can I meet Derek?
That's up to Derek, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Derek's a pretty open guy from what I can grasp. Of. I've only known him a few years, but he's always down for something. But...
Just for like a second. I won't
no,
be a
total
fan. No,
of course.
Fan.
We're not assholes. Yeah, of course you can meet him. I don't know. I'm kidding. But
love it.
He's actually, I got to tell you, Derek, most musicians are like this, but he is not only super intelligent, super hilarious, and he has got a knack for radio, that guy.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to hear the show?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
I run
really
it for you on Friday.
And I actually had to tell him after the show one day, I said, look, motherfucker, I'm actually the guy who runs this. You are not supposed to be funnier than me and better than me. You know, no, I'm kidding. He was a great guest on our show on a regular. We've had all the Simple Minds on at times, you know, and he was a big advocate for the existence of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
You know? Which
yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is complete nonsense. Let's get real, right?
Is he a conspiracy theorist?
No, he's not. Well, I mean, maybe to a certain point.
Yeah.
Because
she keeps a distance from these people.
Well, he's not a conspiracy theorist that you want to keep your distance from. He's more of a pub conspiracy theorist. You know, a pint of Guinness conspiracy
there we
theorist.
Go.
You know, but
they're safe. Those are safe.
Yeah. I would encourage, if you're a fan of Back to Me, if you're a fan of Combat Radio, I would encourage you to check that show that he and I do out on Fridays, because it's actually really interesting.
Yeah, it's a fun
show.
The
show on Wednesday is fantastic,
right.
But it targets a certain cause.
Right.
And we're not there for humor. We're not even there. I mean, we're there to try to strive to be entertaining, but there's a certain cause I'm very close to. And
right.
that's so it gets very, it's almost an angry show. It's almost like a political agenda.
Yeah.
Because these fascist brown shirts at Chase Bank and others, these guys have been trying to drag down the human race and step on our neck for so long. And that show is really an answer to that. Mm. So if you're tuning in to kind of forget your troubles, don't do it. Yeah. You know, tune in on Thursday, tune in on Friday.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You're a busy man.
Yeah. And that's just some radio stuff, but I'm glad I'm here because I appreciate you guys taking the time to fit me in. Sam, you're always gracious. It's a real honor to be here.
Well, aww, we love, you know, we love having you on the show.
See you tomorrow. You
know? Yeah. There you go. You interrupted the lesbian chat.
I know. Hey, anytime I can bring down a good conversation with my self-serving bullshit, I'm happy to come here and do it right away.
We have so much time to talk about.
I'm going to call you when the next story gets going. I'm going to call you tomorrow. I'm going to call and be like, hey man, you know, long time listener, first time caller. I want to tell you about this combat blend I had. It's fantastic.
You know. I love that you just carry that around. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's my prop. It was actually I'm actually supposed to do, for some god awful reason, a photo shoot with it. They sent me a big case of it.
Mm-hmm. Are you
so I've got it in my truck. I haven't done the shoot yet. You can tell I'm very proactive with the marketing. Any marketing that includes my image, I stall on.
Are you supposed to just pour it all over your body and just lay there naked?
No, the idea is to sell it, not to turn people off.
I would find it hot.
You'd find anything hot.
Okay, settle down.
I have a lovely lady in my life who could probably pull that one off, but me, I don't think. I don't think my coffee drinkers are going to dig it. I think they'd probably be what the... He has gone to new lows.
That'd be an interesting photo shoot. Somebody naked just laying there, covered in coffee beans.
Okay, will you do it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, Sam, this is what the hell?
She's game for anything. I love this girl, man.
But, you know, you got to be prepared to have that image on billboards all over Seattle.
Okay. Awesome.
This is a comfortable setup in here. This seems like a working dynamic.
Yeah, you like it.
It seems like it.
Yeah. So far. She's very natural.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have a Bible under your desk, do you?
Oh, Jesus, no. I've never even read the Bible.
We have no disrespect for the Bible. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That's not where we're going.
We've heard
but
too
we
much
don't
of
like
it
people
before.
Jamming it in our face morning, noon, and night.
I'm not a Bible girl.
No, huh?
No.
Good.
Not at all. I'm talking about fucking lesbians. Me sleeping with women. How am I a Bible girl?
Trust me. That shit happened then, too. And we're all Democrats. The only difference between a Democrat and a Republican is a Democrat admits he's into that, and a Republican denies it and does it on the slide.
But does it anyway. Look at that.
Gee, so why don't you tell us where you stand politically?
I know, right?
You can guess. Actually, I'm not really enthralled with either party, to be totally honest with you. I don't understand what's up. Well, why can't we just have one man, one vote? Why do we have to belong to an organization that's going to do their own special interest bidding anyway?
Yeah. Did you vote for Obama?
I did. And he's not doing shit right now.
Nope.
I'm really angry about that. He sold me on hope. Yeah. But he was the best, in
sold
my
everybody
mind,
on
candidate
hope,
at the time, personally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know from the dealing with the show on Wednesdays, the NACA radio show, we're very, very entrenched with the administration, how special interests are seriously controlling it. Everyone says that?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Wednesday, and you'll really get angry about it, because the evidence of how much control they actually have is right there for you. But I'm not really enthralled with it. I mean, I really wish, you know, like, the Dalai Lama would say, who I saw a movie with, incidentally.
You saw a movie with Dalai Lama?
Yeah, Kundun. Actually, Martin Scorsese hosted a screening of the film he did, Kundun, about the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama was there. It was hilarious.
Shut up.
Here's the funny thing, though. People were going up talking about how enamored they were with him and, like, broken English so he could understand, but he speaks perfect English.
He does.
So people would be like, I'm very honored to meet you. And I'd hear these people do this and be like, oh, thank you. No, it's nice to be here. I'd be like, don't think just because someone looks like they don't speak English or possibly from a foreign land that they don't have, everyone's pumping English into schools.
Wait,
he's got it.
Did you meet him? Did you meet him?
Yeah, we met him. He had all this. I'm not a...
Oh, yeah, you're totally into that kind of
stuff, huh? I'm a spiritual geek,
No, I don't like to use the term spiritual because it's overused by the Kardashians, but I'm into spiritualism, too, and I really like the Buddhists. He had his like entourage there, and they were all very nice, very nice. But anyway, that's I don't know how I got on that. What the
Wednesday's hell was that? Angry special interests.
No,
go.
No.
I was
kicking.
You were getting into the Dalai Lama. I don't know why.
Martin Scorsese, a movie.
Obama.
I wasn't even about Scorsese. I'm actually not a big Scorsese fan. I hate
we're
to piss people
off. Not even listening
off.
To anything he says. This is awesome. All of us are lost.
Yeah, all we heard is Dalai Lama, Obama.
Obama.
I'm trying to fit
choice.
In as many search keywords into the conversation as I can so new listeners find it.
Okay, I have no idea where you're going.
No, I was going to say, I think at one point I was saying I have no disrespect for the Bible at all. I'm really impressed with certain aspects of it, but the reality is
No, you're right about people that try to shove it down your throat. And then these are the people that will fuck you in the end.
Exactly. You know, that's what's hilarious about it.
I just had two people that are Bible-waving people.
And they threw a stick of dynamite into an abortion clinic.
And they stuck a big one up my ass, let me tell you. Yeah. And you know what? These people are going to, you know, if there is life after death type of a thing, these are the people that are really going to pay the price.
Well, what's
so
remarkable?
Because using the name of God to try and screw people.
Yeah.
No,
you know,
I agree. Yeah. I agree with all of
that. The hilarious thing about Christians is you can really detect who's a good person and who's not, regardless of religion.
Exactly.
Right? Really.
Exactly.
You know who's good. But a lot of these people that are like were big church advocates and they make sure they're there on Sunday, not all, but a lot. I actually belong to a great church, but... will be treacherous 6 days a week, but they think because they punch a time clock at church, they're off the hook.
You know what? There's Jewish people that do the same thing also.
We're going to burn these motherfuckers.
Exactly. You know,
God,
screw people. They screw people every day, and then they go to synagogue on the weekend, you know?
Yeah. And they think it's okay.
Yeah.
And then they wash their sins away by going to church.
Yeah.
That's just not, in the cosmic scope of things, that just does not cut it.
No, it doesn't.
Where do you go to church?
Man.
I belong to Valencia Christian Center. Actually, I never belonged to organized religion. I kind of frown on it.
Yeah,
but I do have mixes of all certain sort of religious cultures that I respect, right? But I go to this church in particular because my wife said, you know what? My friend is the minister here. And he's hilarious. And he's right on target, not so much in a Christian way, but he's on a target in sort of a, you know, sort of a... You know, a human, social human way. You know, it's not really about get the Bible out. It's more like, look, when you, you know, he talks in terms you can understand about helping other people, which I'm a huge advocate for, about understanding, about also, I think the main message that I always try to live by is try to work on yourself first.
I agree.
And not really hold people's mistakes to them as much as you can. So I kind of got sucked into this guy because it's almost like having conversation over coffee, only there's 400 people there. You know, and I'm not, but I don't, you know, if church is your thing, great. If it's not, I don't care either. You're still welcome to my house. You're still welcome on the 10th. We won't even discuss it.
That's
you know, I don't care.
So there's no judgment at your house.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean,
as
I wouldn't
it should
get.
Be.
You cannot get far, especially in entertainment. You can't get far in life if you're just going to judge people based on religious framework.
Yeah.
Are they good or are they terrible people? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, most Muslims will tell you. You know, some of these. You know, anyone who's violent, they're ashamed of.
Yeah.
You know, but some people in the West will think that all Muslims are sinners. Yeah, you got to kind of like loosen up with this and kind of take it on an individual basis, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up with my best friend was a hardcore Christian growing up, and her mother spoke
Sam's
in tongues.
Old co-host?
You
replaced
really
your friend
bad?
On the show?
No, was she really bad?
She wasn't.
Okay. It was getting bad sometimes. Yeah.
He had to deal with it every day. I was only in here once in a while.
And I don't know how I lasted a year with that, you know?
I would shoot myself.
It was worse for him.
God bless you, Sam. I won't ever do that to you, I promise.
Thank you.
Sam's old co-host, she was, like, she spoke in tongues. Her mom spoke in tongues.
Uh-huh.
Like, honestly, never said more than two words to me. She was so judgmental.
Really?
Just wouldn't talk to me.
Were you bisexual then?
Not then. Not when I was five. But, I mean, maybe I don't know.
She was judgmental to a five-year-old.
Yeah, like I honestly grew up with her. And this was around, because I would go to vacation Bible school with her just for fun, just to see how it was. Because I like going to church, but being there for the reason of like accepting people. And I find a lot of comfort in it, like being in a cathedral or in a church or something. But I don't like the you're a sinner if you do this, you're a sinner if you don't do this. Like, I can't buy into that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's too much organized religion. You know, I don't...
Yeah,
you know, I have, like, I believe in God in a certain way, you know, I mean, in my own way and stuff, and that's it, you know. But
that's
all
what
the,
it should be.
Yeah, all this other bullshit of religion just doesn't...
You pack a lot of wisdom because you have a very, very eclectic lineup at this station, in which you have... You're the reason it's here. So you have... You know, a lot of other stations are not like that. They'll say, you know, get your fucking fascist Catholic, you know, or whatever it might be, or get your Koran, whatever, and they will regulate it. But you know, you can say, hey, look, you want to, you know, I'm not, you know, you're very open with whatever people want to do show-wise.
Yeah.
So you've got an astounding amount of tolerance.
Yeah.
High five, Sam. High five.
But,
you're awesome.
Yeah, so, but the idea, I got to tell you, your idea of going to vacation Bible school for fun, that one, it's going to be tough for me to get. Can I just read the fucking chapters?
Get the fuck out of here. I hate you.
Can I just read a few? Can
Are
I read Ecclesiastes?
Yes. Dude, I was five. I was like, oh, this is fun. And it
can
was
I just
fun.
Watch Ben-Hur?
You're an asshole.
Can I watch Moses? There's a movie about it.
All right, folks. Well, Ethan, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah.
You're always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Everybody listen in about an hour from now.
I'm kidding,
to
Ethan,
Combat
I love
Radio
you.
And Channel
Everybody
2.
Listen to his shows.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes, you'll get more of this insane banter. It's like a loony bin on the radio.
All right, Stephanie.
Thank you,
Thanks
Sam.
Thanks again for
You're
making
awesome.
A fun morning for us.
You too, Sam. And thank you guys out
thank
there.
Thank you.
And
privilege
we'll
to be
you
here.
See you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.